You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Case 105, When We Was Fab by George Harrison. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. On today's Lyrics Undercover, we're taking apart When We Was Fab, a piece of nostalgia cleverly designed as a pop song by former Beatle George Harrison. After the Beatles broke up in 1970, George Harrison released a backlog of songs he'd written on a triple album, All Things Must Pass. He continued recording, touring, and raising funds for charity throughout the 1970s. The murder of John Lennon slowed Harrison's pace a bit, he was concerned for his safety, and he appeared less frequently and released fewer records. These included the single All Those Years Ago, a tribute to Lennon. In 1987, George Harrison returned to recording with the album Cloud Nine, which spawned the number one single Got My Mind Set on You. Another song from that album was When We Was Fab, rich with references to the Beatles' early career as the Fab Four, and with mentions of other influential pop songs.
Back then, long time ago, when grass was green,
the first verse describes the band as Strangers in the Night, a hit for Frank Sinatra in 1966. The happy early days are mentioned, back when income tax was all we had, a reference to Taxman, a protest against high income taxes written by George Harrison for the Beatles' 1966 album Revolver.
Caresses fleeced you in the morning light, casualties at dawn.
Caresses fleeced you in the morning light. To fleece can mean both to trick someone, especially out of money, or to remove the outer covering, like shearing a sheep. In the second verse, someone was being stripped or tricked. The Beatles were followed relentlessly by female fans who could be obsessive in their attempts to get close to the band. Hence the line, "You are my world, you are my only love." After women came the drugs. The fuzz gonna come and claim you probably refers to Paul, John, and George having been arrested for drug possession. George opines that the insight is worth the hassle. You mo better wise when the buzz can come and take you away.
The microscopes that magnified the tears studied once and
The microscopes that magnified the tears, studied warts and all. The public scrutiny of their personal lives put enormous pressure on the Beatles, perhaps more than any other stars at the time. They were fascinating to the public, who simultaneously adored and turned on them as they grew up from the Fab Four into the complex, flawed human beings they had to be. Some speculate that this contributed as much to their breakup as any other factor. Whatever the causes, the split was acrimonious and left bitter disputes unresolved. It's All Over Now, Baby Blue is, of course, the title of a Bob Dylan song with rather dark lyrics, in which the main character walks out of a disaster to start a new life. Bob Dylan, George Harrison, Jeff Lynne, who produced the album Cloud Nine, the great Roy Orbison, and Tom Petty played and recorded together as the Traveling Wilburys from 1988 to 1992. The last line of the song mentions the tune You've Really Got a Hold on Me, originally released by Smokey Robinson and the Miracles in 1962 and covered by the Beatles on their second album. The lyrics are, in part, I don't like you, but I love you. Having lived through social and emotional extremes together, it's no wonder that the former Beatles still had a hold on each other, perhaps not always positive, but pervasive. Ringo Starr appeared in the video for When We Was Fab and plays drums on the album. Paul McCartney is represented by a man in a walrus suit. That and the heavy string sound of Fab are a nod to the Beatles' I Am the Walrus. John Lennon appears briefly when someone carries the album cover for Imagine through the scene. George Harrison continued recording until his death in 2001. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. The show is written by Diane Cook, hosted by me, Brian Ibbett, and sponsored by the Denver Post. Check them out at denverpost.com. If you have a suggestion for a show, send it to lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Ibbett. Thanks again for listening.